This is part 5, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, Rustizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net, in the series that I think is one of the most important ever, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, the powers summoned, the powers used, and the powers released do have effect in politics, military, in hundreds of millions of lives. It will have a part to play in the end of days. Again, study 2 Kings 21:22, Ezekiel chapter 8, and Revelation chapter 16. You will see how satanic rituals, the powers that were raised and used, and gonna be used, go anywhere from an individual, well, being convinced to sacrifice their own son, to the level of global, a global release of massive satanic power in guiding politicians and military men and women to the fields of Armageddon. Now, you know, study this out so that as you think through, especially if you're a believer in Christ, you understand that the power of God in your life is necessary. Power to save, power in prayer, power in the Word of God, power upon you to be a witness for Christ, power in the giftings, power encounters in the deliverance ministry. In the end of days, unprecedented levels of, manifested dark powers. And a lot of that has to do with the doors that have been opened. Just as the church cannot move forward, or the sense of God's power does not operate in and upon believers and others, if we don't pray, there are no answers. If we don't witness, there is no demonstrative sense of the Spirit of God upon us to witness. The church advances by the manifest power of God, by the living activity of the living Christ. And in contrast, the satanic agenda in the masqueraded side of the New Age movement, the political globalist movement, or on the underbelly of the darkest of human sacrifice, deep ancient twilight languages, the summoning of demons, the releasing of those demons, well, those powers manifest will then help advance the cause of the dark side. This message, the fifth one out of the series, is for law enforcement. And I want to say that it was really, in my life, a privilege to be involved in law enforcement. I was recruited as a police chaplain. We, of course, had taken individuals to police departments, involved law enforcement, involved the feds, in dealing with satanic ritual abuse and crimes. We interacted, we learned from them, we went to trainings, and then we engaged a law enforcement agent that brought us in to police academies and training and SWAT team training areas to learn about occult crimes, advanced field occult crimes, and to know the signs, the symbols, and a ritual site and investigations and all the rest. A nationally known investigator that trained thousands of other officers in occult and satanic crimes. Now, we've been studying in that area and looking in that area and looking in criminology. And way back in the 90s, when a book called Crime Warps was written, it predicted a crime wave in the 90s of satanic crimes. There's no question the level of satanic crimes have risen in the 80s and the 90s, and though we do not see in the newspapers and on talk television a lot of this today, it is unprecedented and continues. The sheer fact of thousands of sexually abused individuals coming out of the Catholic Church, Canada, Australia, United States, Ireland, Germany, throughout Europe, that most of those cases do have a relationship back to the dark or black rooms, the infiltrated Catholic Church, the satanic crimes. The book Lucifer's Lodge will give details written by a Catholic, commissioned by Father Malachi Martin, and vast need to study the crimes of pedophiles, Satanists, and others that have infiltrated the church. Now, you can take a look at William Kennedy, the author of Lucifer's Lodge, and take a look there. Obviously, law enforcement investigations, and he himself investigated and tracked down a number of these things. Back in the 80s, we began to develop a team that would investigate. The sheer fact that thousands and thousands of cases were coming forward in the 80s. In the 90s, hundreds of thousands until it reached over 2.4 million that were saying and diagnosed with multiple personality disorder, where they were split and they had been through hundreds of satanic rituals individually over 13, 15, 18, 21 years of their lives individually. Now again, when you calculate the numbers of cases by the numbers of rituals involved in each and every case, America has to be confronted that on the underbelly, below secret crime, corporate crime, below even the drug trade, maybe even below the mafia, the concept of secrecy in the satanic order, the brotherhood, the real Luciferian, that part that had infiltrated U.S. military and brought about Projects Monarch, Phoenix, MKUltra, and all those others of the past and of the present. These are high crimes against humanity. They are high crimes against God. They are crimes that laws are already written that speak against them. But it is, well, as we know, only when individuals get caught. Like one law enforcement agent would say to me again and again, "Russ, bring us the bodies." So much of law enforcement, for those involved and those law officers listening, please understand this comes with a prayer. This comes with intense prayer that God would speak to your heart, that the possibilities of even this one session will engage some in law enforcement to involve the high priorities of prayer, the work of the Spirit of God, the hand of God in the midst of their investigations of occult crimes. And I'm going to tell you again the reasons why. Because when it comes to, we're going to talk about four areas quickly. Let me just mention them. Drugs and the satanic powers. We're going to talk about just ritual crime or ritual sacrifices and powers just for the sake of individuals' own power trip, their own selfishness. We're going to talk thirdly about the massive development of rituals for the sake of reception of dark powers, transference of dark powers, releasing dark powers to attack and to fill the air, to attack churches, to influence politics and so forth. Well, point four is on the political military list. Not only is that biblically experienced in the Old Testament, but it is prophetically revealed that the greatest, strongest influence that guides political and military powers in the end will be supernatural. Will be the darkest, broadest satanic powers ever manifested in history. And see, we're in the midst of the rise of that. And so let me, before I touch on those areas, mention again satanic ritual abuse just quickly. If there are, as somebody believes, 4.5 million cases, psychiatrist Colin Ross in his book on the CIA doctors that deals with satanic ritual abuse, he at one time quoted possibilities of 10 million cases. But let's just say five. One is bad enough. An individual from childhood on that is in the core of their personality by trauma, some now by technology, having the personality split and sub-personalities created, sexual abuse, sexual rituals that have been performed again and again and again and again. Rituals that involve the placement of demonic power into the subpersonalities upon the programming. The development that is going on in the context of satanic ritual abuse is horrific. Because an adult today, in their 40s and 50s, if they got out when they were 30, or let's go even further down, if they got out when they were 20, one individual has gone through 1,000, maybe 2,000 rituals. Many, many sex rituals in which they were the victim. Many, many sex rituals in which they were placed as the victimizer, but forced and guided and led through the programming, through the association, through the demonic, enhancements or placements in their lives. This means that one individual has experienced massive sexual abuse, literally kidnapped, enslaved, forced to do things, including the possibilities of killing individuals in sacrifice, animals, drinking blood, urine, other things, a host of many kinds of perverted sexual activities, let alone the spiritual abuse of, cultish mind control, then in-depth programming, and having demonic presence transferred into them. Now, having said all that, you might want to read the book, The Black Awakening, The Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers, that deals with a broad view of this and an in-depth view of how it's done. With 4.5 million diagnosed cases, which in the late 80s, beginning of the 90s, and throughout, we noticed that not only did psych wards everywhere in America have these victims, but police departments everywhere in America were developing cult crime specialists and sending detectives and investigators and others, and having trainers come into their departments and their academies to teach on satanic crimes, occult crimes, showing the sites, symbols, reasons, motivations, the possibility of looking at the forensics and being able to spot. So I'll mention a few books here later concerning that. But in the context of all that, the reason was that there was a rise of satanic and occult crimes. One individual, again, I'll say, has gone through at least 2,000 rituals in a 20-year period. Now, when you times that by the lowest estimate possible on satanic ritual abuse, 2.5 million, how many millions of rituals have gone on in the last 50 years in the United States of America? It is unprecedented in human history. But it includes Australia, Canada, UK, Europe, and Russia. This underground has developed as never before in human history. Even the Russians, with reports that satanic infiltration into law enforcement has challenged national security. I've got the article on our website, or you can Google that. Look it up. Well, in this context, you've got investigators, you know, going everywhere looking for the crimes that the victims are crying about and telling about. You've got psychologists and helpers and pastors and counselors that are working with the victims. They're also engaging law enforcement and trying to find not only the issues of healing these individuals, but nailing down the perpetrators. Nothing can be more... Listen, when you have a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, little girl, little boy, that is overpowered by the adults that are using them, sexually used in ritualistic format, scared out of their wits to the point of trauma that is so severe that is purposely done with the demonic force to split the human core and create sub-level personalities to hide the depth of this criminal activity all the more. That's part of the reasons. Along with triggers and codes and the concept of creating amnesic or individuals that will not remember. It can all be a little bit complex, and in 1 hour, there's no way I can go into the depths of that. That's why the materials that I will mention to you, I think you should consider reading, taking a look at, studying. I think that vast information gives us a heads up. Any law enforcement agent going to deal with gangs in a local city, they're going to have to learn the symbols, the language, the hand signs, the clothes, what they wear, where they meet. When it comes to drugs, when it comes to the mafia, when it comes to sex slave rings, let me say that I believe out of all of that, satanic ritual abuse, the underground and the development of this is far more sophisticated, secret, and involves the purposeful acquiring of dark powers to stay invisible, cloaked, hidden. Specific rituals are done against law enforcement to keep them blinded. Concerning called crimes that are going on. I already mentioned the article concerning those in Russia where they had investigated, found a satanic sect that was infiltrating law enforcement in Russia. It became such a problem that one of the highest political leaders in the land said that it became a threat to national security. Let me say in the United States of America that it is definitely possible to infiltrate U.S. military and politics and law enforcement. Do we not realize that, the mafia, that drug runners and others would love to not only infiltrate law enforcement, or at least to compromise law enforcement agents, recruit them, pay them, have them involved, to give them protection, to give them the heads up, to give them, literally more secrecy in their works. So when it comes to satanic ritual abuse, many law enforcement agents that I have dealt with over the years, many cases where we've taken both to the feds and to the local law enforcements, over 10 different departments, we have found a lot of officers that care, that want to get involved. We've found a lot of officers that came to, in the 90s, late 80s and early 90s, occult crime training in the academies, Southern Ohio, here locally where I live, and even to the ones that were church-based trainings with law enforcement agents doing the training. And so there's been some, but I would still say for the most part, from my inside knowledge, that most law enforcement agents have not been trained. There are many that, without the training, are very skeptical concerning what's really going on. And so for those who are doing the investigations, the counselors that are listening, the victims that are listening right now, the need is to understand that in law enforcement, evidence is a big issue. Law enforcement, when they're driving their cars around, when they're there in the station, they get a phone call, a crime, a bank's robbed, a shooting occurs, a drug, it's usually reactive. Now, they're out there looking, searching, doing surveillance, but mostly it's reactive. Many crimes go on that are never called in. Officers are never brought to the scene. A few years back, I was doing a seminar based on this kind of material in Detroit. A local pastor brought me up, and the night that I stayed in his house, I heard 9mm shots. The next night, on Saturday night, went to bed, I heard 9mm gun going off again and again and again. Sunday morning, I go to the pastor, and I ask him, Todd, Friday night I heard 9mm shots going off. Last night I heard at least 8 or 9 going off again. Each case, I never heard sirens. Todd looked at me and smiled, and he says, law enforcement only comes in if somebody gets hit. Detroit, Michigan. The underworld is really, really ugly. I have seen hundreds of slides in Law Enforcement Academy now, given to me from law enforcement, and then those confiscated. Bloody deaths, carved in satanic pentagrams, other symbols, satanic justice symbols. So much gruesome, bloody death ritual scenes I have seen. Now, being in those academies and being a part of those teachings, and even when I was recruited into law enforcement, and they brought me into teaching in the cult and satanic crimes course for law enforcement, you know, cadets. Now, I would do all that I could to share everything I could and what I knew at that time. We have much more to do now. But I noticed that along the way, a lot of the investigations dealt with, you know, finding a ritual site, finding ritual symbols, finding an altar, finding, you know, hands of glory, finding human bones, many things like that. And so you could look at traditional Satanism, you could look at popular Satanism, you could look at non-traditional, you could look at what is called the Ancient Brotherhood or the real underground Satanism. And there are differences in, even differences in Wicca, paganism, Druidism, and so forth. But when it comes to satanic ritual abuse, it includes the psychological, splitting, and vast mental abuse, which includes human slavery, and the idea of a sex slave ring, literally. It involves drugs. It involves massive sexual abuse over time. It involves the raising, summoning of demons. And listen, behind the motivation of the development of satanic ritual abuse, the sexual abuse, the mental abuse, and all that is done is this satanic drive, the belief system. Tom Wedge, law enforcement agent that wrote the book way back there that was used in the 90s in law enforcement, put out by Caliber Press at this point, Law Enforcement Press, was called The Satan Hunter. Now very basic, much more is known, but at that time a book that many law enforcement agents would look to in his practical nailing down of ritual sites, satanic sites, the differences, the meanings of candles, and all the rest, including the kind of voodoo and Santeria, Palo Mayombe, things like this. And so that was a good training, and most law enforcement did not have that. When it comes now to satanic ritual abuse and the, well, low estimate of 2.5 million cases, much more is going to be needed in the pursuit of the perpetrators. And I'm going to tell you, one of those vast needs is spiritual power, spiritual preparation. Now, I was asked many times to, you know, in talking with law enforcement agents and so forth, I was told, don't preach Christ. You're a preacher, we know, but you're not allowed. And when they would allow me to teach in the police academy, they would say, Russ, you cannot preach the gospel. Just teach on these principles. And in the academy, usually they would tell the cadets and other law enforcement agents, deal with the crime. Do not take the satanic elements out to the public so as to create panic. Now, that was where I disagreed. I think the public needs to know the signs, the symbols, and what is lurking, not only in every single city in the United States of America where satanic ritual abuse has occurred, every psych ward, all across America. We're talking now millions. We're talking over 50 years. And we're now going to tell you that in the investigation of satanic ritual abuse, ritual sites, ritual perpetrators, that I believe and I urge you to understand that the reason for their ability to stay cloaked and hidden so deeply is more than just sophisticated hiding out. Though they have major sophisticated method in their well, secrecy. Secrecy in the underground is the law. But they have summoned the powers. They do rituals to cloak and cover themselves. They do rituals to send out against law enforcement if they're getting too close. They believe that they can be covered. They believe that they can be cloaked. The biblical revelation, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, gives reference to a secret power, a satanic secret power that is operative, and that would deeply include satanic ritual and ritual abuse. Going back to the Old Testament, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 8, massive satanic criminal ritual was being done deep, dark, in the caverns. In the, well, the country of God, the city of God. Now you study Ezekiel 8, and nobody knew about the satanic ritual that was going on. Until God moved one of the believers, Ezekiel of the Old Testament, and guided him and supernaturally led him into the very caverns where horrific, detestable, the kinds of deep-seated satanic worship with all the signs, symbols, rituals, which would always include the sexual and blood sacrifices of human beings. I believe by looking at Ezekiel chapter 8 that I feel clearly the calling and the, well, the disposition of the scriptures there is that it's to be uncovered. It's to be gone after. Obviously, God was going after it, and he led an individual to go in and see. So if I am speaking to a law enforcement agent who is a believer in Christ, then I think that you'll begin to understand, number one, the massive, massive ability and satanic power to keep this kind of crime hidden. Secondly, you'll understand that there is a need to be able to cut through it. With all the investigative skills, and I'm just saying what I've watched over the years, the crime books that I've, you know, we've read, the part we played while in law enforcement, the observation of other investigators, and the need for preemptive investigations that bring the presence and power of God. Since I believe Ezekiel 8 demonstrates that it's God's will for that kind of crime to be found, but it is also the revelation of Scripture that it may not be found barring the supernatural, well, superior presence, power of God to lead investigators in. It's one thing to infiltrate the Klan, drug trade, Islamic cells. I have yet to find where they have ever been able to infiltrate, and we know some of the procedures. You cannot infiltrate a satanic underground group unless you have gone through the initiations yourself. That would involve you in criminal, high criminal activity, videotaped, at the very least, to blackmail you down the road. But their goal would be to bring you in and dirty you in a spiritual, moral sense, even desiring the law enforcement agent to be demonized and to participate. And you and I both know there are very, very, very good law enforcement agents. And you and I both know that there are corrupt cops when it comes to prostitution, sex slave rings, drugs specifically, and now in satanic crimes, there are corrupt cops. Those who have sold out. But on the other hand, part of this message should ask you as a believer in Christ if you would begin to pray whether your department or the department law enforcement agency in your area has been infiltrated. I mean purposely infiltrated, an officer placed in that would be what we call a chosen one. Someone whose personalities are split up, programmed, and trained, with abilities on the inside to do all the cop work and all the training and look like a very good officer, but yet be part of the underground, that has the ability to look up NCIC, to look into the computers, to look at all the stuff, that has the ability with sub-personalities who are able to view it all, report back, give the information. It is as if a mole has been placed into the department. Up front, they seem like the same friendly officer day by day. Inside, sub-personalities, operative, can report on anything to their handlers, to their coven, to their groups, and suppress information, and be involved to make sure that ritual sites are protected and perpetrators are covered. So there is both this kind of activity along with the real, sheer, demonstrative, satanic powers to keep it hidden and to keep others away. And you better believe that if there is ever investigation coming down their way, they will summon the powers to send against the investigator, the groups coming in, or go further. I have seen law enforcement agent slides at the academy, well, of a beheaded officer. When the powers seemingly raised and sent didn't work to stop, well, they killed the officer and took her head off. A lot of the things and stories that I would tell you here in this short 1 hour are found in the book, The Black Awakening, that deals with some of this. I'll mention probably 5 books that you can at least begin with that will be very helpful. But I would say this, and this is going to come towards the end, but let me tell you now, that a law enforcement agent, if you are a believer in Christ, well, you could begin with your own seeking of God in prayer and beginning to pray and target prayer and learn the power, the sheer, fierce power of prayer, helping you in investigations against crime. See, God is against crime anyway. God ordains the government, Romans 13, to, number one, do good, biblically speaking. Number two, commend that which is good, biblically speaking. And then thirdly, to bear the sword on real evil, biblically defined. So a law enforcement agent doing the right thing really is under the ordination of God in the sense of dealing with radical evil in a fallen world because of sin and the reality of satanic presence. And the end of days will bring about vast, vast developments in crime, anarchy, drug trade, terrorism, and much more. So I would say in the beginning to all those who are believers, it would be involving in prayer and then prayer teams. And then we're going to talk about churches and their need to pray for law enforcement agents. Regardless of your background, those listening, believers in Christ can do something. And I would urge that in this session that you are listening to, and I would pray that right now God's Spirit would guide and grip your heart in biblical application. As we're going to see in 2 Timothy chapter 2, where the call of God and the instruction of God is for every single local church with priority and urgency to pray for law enforcement. I'll come to that in a few moments. Let me say right now that the cases of satanic ritual abuse the amounts, and you might not believe the figures yet, but I'm telling you, whether in Europe or UK, wherever, but specifically in the United States where I'm at, we have probably had over 50 years, millions that would all be criminal. It's one thing to go out and do some kind of skyclad where you jump over the fire and you mumble things and you do, you know, something that does not involve any criminal activity. It's dangerous spiritually, what you invoke, but it does not involve criminal activity. It's another thing to take a child, cause trauma, split the core of that personality, and begin to sexually abuse and transfer demons again and again and again and again, taking them 12 at midnight till 3 in the morning to rituals. The sheer numbers multiplied by the times they've been taken to satanic rituals, criminally oriented satanic rituals, would be in the millions upon millions. As I speak to you, there is a satanic calendar on the web. You can find it. Do the search. Just put out ritual satanic calendar and you're going to find a host of them. They've been out in books that we've looked at in the 80s and 90s and now out on the web. And you're going to see ritual after ritual after ritual after ritual. A big one coming up here in the end of April. You're going to see between the ages of 7 and 17 girls. You're going to see sexual rituals, human blood rituals, human sacrificial rituals. And that's just scratching the surface of underground satanic rituals and what they're all about. As you look at those, you can think in terms of satanic ritually abused individuals. One has gone through at least a couple thousand. Two, 4,000. Three, see where I'm going? 6,000, 8,000, 10,000, 100,000, 1 million. And in all those cases, biblically speaking, if you're a believer in Christ, the powers are raised through these kinds of rituals, demonstrated in the Old Testament again and again, shown to be active in the New Testament, specifically in the end of days. We've seen, obviously, the unprecedented rise of satanic ritual abuse and the crimes. We've seen the unprecedented crimes, so much so that law enforcement books, videos, training, I mean, materials that can't even be brought out to the public are used in law enforcement. I have seen many of those kinds of, well, slideshows, videos, testimonies, documents, including while at DefTech. It was a SWAT team training area for some time, and we were taken there for advanced occult and satanic crimes training. Out on the field, guns and explosives and drugs and different, depending on the background or the style of the kind of dark rituals that were being done. Now there's where I've seen the video with a girl, Pinkhead, the teenager that was a runaway that got into a group that they sexually used her, sacrificed her, cut her head off, peeled the skin of her face and hair off, probably while she was alive. All I got to see on the film was a pink head looking into the lens of the camera. Well, obviously dead, but faced that way. No hair, no eyebrows, a pink head. Because the skin had been pulled off. A teenage girl. Can you imagine the horror? The pain. And this is exactly what the demons want. This is exactly what undergrounders know when it comes to the deepest and the darkest of powers. If they really want the powers, if they really want to summon, if they really want to acquire and get, then it takes that kind. Anybody studying the Black Mass? Listen, rituals that we observed, looked at in film, in books and materials confiscated in the police academy setting. Most of those are on the web. You can find detailed descriptions of how to sacrifice a human. Ritual crime has not gone away. The development of children in the context of satanic ritual crime, sexual abuse, and everything else that goes with it is ongoing. I've got cases of working with individuals with children under 8, children in their teens, 20-year-olds. If you think in terms of those who were used in the 80s, 70s and 80s, and through the 90s, and now we're at 2010, and undealt with a SRA, satanically ritually abused individual, who has sub-personalities created inside and demonized, who've been through many different perverted sexual rituals, sexual episodes, and used in episodes, unhealed, undealt with, it is those sub-personalities that can rise and sexually abuse children at a mall, in a church, in a daycare. As a matter of fact, the sub-personalities inside will look to motivate the person who may be amnesic to what's going on inside, to join the nursery at the local church, to get involved in a child daycare center or school. As a matter of fact, take a read. I urge you to take a read of Tom McGowan's book, Programmed to Kill. Programmed to Kill. I quote his book again and again in mine. Programmed to Kill is the title of Tom McGowan's book that re-examines John Wayne Gacy and Jeffrey Dahmer and many other serial rapist sexual killers. When I, in criminology studies, went over some of these cases in the past, including the Gainesburg down in Florida, the Rollins who took college girls, and it's unbelievable the descriptions of what he did to them physically, to their sexual parts. And reading the book put out concerning him in the interviews, he either has just demonic activity or, more likely, demonic or demonized sub-personalities that he could not control, like now we realize John Wayne Gacy, like Jeffrey Dahmer. The Matamoros case in Matamoros, the books were brought into DefTech. I got to look at the pictures of the crime scenes there, look at the individuals involved, and the woman that was behind, the priestess that was behind the powers. She was SRA. She was a multiple. She had sub-personalities that summoned the powers and knew the rituals and led the group into some of the most horrific rituals, sacrifices, including a college student from the United States. See, one of the perpetrators there, after they tortured and sacrificed the boy, took out his spine, the human spine, boiled it, wore it around his neck, not just as a trophy, but as a demonized object of power to guard. They believed that law enforcement would not catch them because of the powers raised. That's why they had the satanic powers summoned to guard their drug trade, to guard their illegal activities. Are dark powers involved in drug trade, in sex ring trade, in trafficking? You better believe it. Just a study of the drug trade alone along the border with the Saint of Death, Murti, other in the area, Palomaombi, Abakwa, and other Haitian-styled satanic groups with poleros and priestesses that can conjure the powers, summon dark powers to cloak the drug trade, cover the drug trade leaders, summoning and looking to the demon gods, the demon deities, to bless their drug trade and their travels into the United States and other nations. They will summon dark powers to go against law enforcement, like in Matamoros. Jeffrey Dahmer got away with killing, sacrificing, cutting, taking human muscle meat and having it in the refrigerator for him like hamburger. He cannibalized. When I saw the crime scene pictures that no outside news investigator or television ever showed, there was an altar made out of human thigh bones and a power cone, a triangle, out of human skulls. The powers were summoned. He went on and on. That's why serial murderers, many of them who are multiples, and again, one of the best books to bring this out lately is Programmed to Kill by Tom McGowan, who will describe the multiplicity aspect and that part of subpersonalities involved in some of the most heinous crimes in history. What needs to be added to that is the satanic, demonic motivation and the reason for multiplicity and undealt with multiples who are SRA, satanically, ritualistically abused, have many personalities inside that have been through massive satanic ritual, sexual perverted abuses, addictions, that will be motivated to do the same because they can't stop it. And so if you have out there walking around thousands and thousands of unhealed SRA, MPD, and now they call it DID, dissociative identity disorder, when you have thousands that are unhealed, you're going to find crimes. And as you look back in casework history, you may find crime cases, cold cases, that involved individuals, even when they've taken polygraph tests and been interrogated, up front, they know nothing, and nothing shows up. But a sub-personality who actually did the heinous crime, who is now down, hidden inside, they're not being investigated. They're not being interrogated. They're not going through the polygraph. You see, a multiple can beat the polygraph just by having a different personality up. They can beat a voice stress test just by having a personality, a different personality who knows nothing of the crime, nothing of the bad stuff, up. And that personality will answer questions honestly, in the sense that they don't know. Involved in a case here locally of little Jackie Cooper that was ritualistically killed. She was about 13 months old. Many different stab wounds on her feet. Occult symbols dotted into the side of her head. Broken bones. Used again and again and again to summon powers. By a self-confessed black pagan, Aleister Crowley, devotee. Well, he's in prison, and so is the biological mother, but Jackie is dead. And before her death, she went through numerous ritualistic ceremony. Again, in this case, for the purposes of spiritual favors of that man and the biological mother. It has now been found out that the biological mother is also multiple, has sub-personalities. And in a multiple like that, in an SRA victim, a sub-personality will know how to conjure demons, speak ancient languages, know precisely how to cut, what to do, how to do it, how to hide it. Again, the sophistication in the methodology is one thing. And then the supernatural power to cover them is the other thing. In the case of Sarah, And Kathy, 14 years old, abducted out of Pennsylvania, brought 30 miles, well, less than that, away from me. During satanic rituals, she was ritualistically, horrifically, both sexually and blood-wise, used until she was killed so that the individual could draw the powers into themselves to purify their satanic blood. It was done to Kathy, a 17-year-old, just less than 40 or 50 days later, I guess, during demon revels. Her body was found the same way, stab wound after stab wound after stab wound, while she was alive. The bloodletting, the pain, the torture, the terror, the sexual abuse, and then finally the killing, so that all the demons that had been summoned and that were manifesting in that torture, pain, terror, and trauma and blood could be acquired by the perpetrator to purify their satanically oriented blood. Oh, it was a SRA MPD that has never been healed. We engaged him prior to all this. We engaged the day after he did this. Or should I say the sub-personalities. This is the individual that in the context of all of it showed up after acting as though he had been abducted himself for a couple of days. The sub-personalities were basically down, but engagement on the phone. Law enforcement were tracing the call. As I talked to the individual, the German-speaking Satanist slammed the phone down, and eventually this individual showed up at the house where the law enforcement agents were standing and where I was standing. The man switched personalities to the demonized personality and attacked me. As I battled with him, broke him loose, he attacked the officers. They put him down. They handcuffed him, leg chained him, one detective holding his legs. I have my hand on his chest, four other officers around him. He's switching back from his normal self to sub-personality, German-speaking, demonized personality that had slaughtered the two girls, one a couple of months ago and one a day or two ago. At the end of the story, he rises up and with the demonic garbled voice screams in front of all the officers, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." The full story I put in my book, The Black Awakening. They took him off to the psych ward. They're not going to help him there. We turned in info and engaged law enforcement and others who knew, took me to the exact crime spots, and there was a lot of inside investigation. The individual man knew the tool that was used on both girls, though law enforcement never revealed. And though there was some interrogation of this individual, because of the concept of a sub-personality being down and hiding, he is still out there, free. Last report, he attacked his own niece, a teenage girl. It is this kind of individual that I have engaged that can look as friendly and kindly and vulnerable as possible until a switch to a sub-demonized, powerful personality surfaces who would not only steal your kids, sacrifice them, but would then in satanic revelry eat them. Do you understand satanic, dark, radical evil? This occurs in voodoo, not only in Haiti, but in the United States. This occurs in the deepest and darkest places where dark powers are summoned and used. Case after case after case in Program to Kill by Tom McGowan points back to the multiplicity aspect, but he doesn't have down the satanic ritual abuse and the real summoning of dark powers to cover the activities. I would say to you today that in every city in the United States, dark powers are being raised, transferred into victims, transferred into these individuals in the ritual, released against churches, law enforcement, and even the political world. In the series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, of course, we will tell you more, but this here is for those in law enforcement. I would say, please do all the studies you can on the concepts. The more information you do have, the better you can pray, the better you can investigate, the more you can do for good. The book Black Awakening that I have written involves much of what I've just spoken. The book Programmed to Kill by Tom McGowan is an excellent guide to understand. Tom Wedge, author of The Satan Hunter, is a very good book to have. A Cop's Guide to Occult and Satanic Crimes by Tony Kail, K-A-I-L, is excellent. Please read The Franklin Cover-Up. The Franklin Cover-Up. As Child Sexual Rings, Political Mix, Governors, Cover-Up, and Satanic Powers would be involved. Here's again shortly what officers can do. Begin to apply massive prayer, to ask God to break through, to ask God to uncover. In all the areas of crime, God's against crime, God's against theft, God's against rape, God is against murder, God is against the drug trade, God is against this kind of crime. And so as you pray and ask God to uncover, to stop, and so forth, to help you in the investigation, for God to keep you safe, study Psalm 91, God cares about you being safe too, then realize that testimonies of officers and in our own investigations is clearly this: God does break through. God does providentially help uncover things. If you understand how spiritual warfare works, then please realize that you can and should become fierce in prayer to deal with the issues, to find the perpetrators, to uncover the ritual sites, spots, homes, places where it's all done. To begin to pray within the department concerning anybody there that is infiltrated or corrupt, that would use the department for the advantage of evil. That is a betrayal of you as a good officer, of all officers, of a police department, of law enforcement, of a society. That is a betrayal of the will of God for good individuals to bear a sword against real radical evil. So let me say that it can all begin with officers praying and seeking God and asking God to guide and lead and direct, and then begin to prayer map your cases. We have a prayer mapping thing on our website, shatterthedarkness.net, that applies to how we do some things, and you can then simply adapt that to your cases and your law enforcement activities of investigation. I would say also that you can get a hold of people at your church that can become direct prayer partners. And if you have the ability to set up individuals to be praying for you every single day of the week, covering you in prayer, for protection, for insight, for God's leading to catch the criminals, to find the sites, to be preemptive. Listen, if you get individuals that are your prayer partners and praying for you, like a missionary on another field, you are now a missionary in the context of your work, dealing with what God wants done. The bearing of the sword on evil, radical evil, is not good for society. And when it gets out of hand, it's horrible for society. So you can get prayer teams. I would encourage that, prayer teams that are out there and those who understand you want to be a prayer warrior, to begin now, as you have gone through the series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, to add a page of information of your law enforcement agency locally, praying for God to guide and bless and protect and lead, praying for all the good officers to be blessed and guarded and safe and successful in their work, praying that any corruption would be found within and dealt with, praying for specific officers that would be going after ritual crime and finding victims and dealing with perpetrators. Prayer warriors can have teams in local cities that can target and bless and pray and let the officers and even the department know that you've got their back spiritually. You might find it a surprise that a local police department may allow you to come in and use a room to bring a prayer team in just simply to pray for the officers. I would call on those who have prayer teams and meet weekly with prayer groups to do what the Word of God says. And I'm going to call on pastors and spiritual leaders that we should all be obeying the instruction, the Word of God. Now, in Timothy chapter 2, we are told to pour out prayer, that we are commanded to, as a point of the Spirit of God's urgency, but he also lays down a first importance, priority. That as we gather as the church, that prayers for everyone, intercession, specifically detailed prayer should be given for those in what? Kings of the earth? Those in authority. Politicians, military, and law enforcement agents is what that is in reference to. When's the last time you've been into church where the church spends 20, 30 minutes in prayer, going through a large prayer list praying, which includes their city and law enforcement agents to be guided by God to deal with radical evil and to bear the sword and the evildoer? When's the last time? I will say to you boldly that spiritual leaders across America are in disobedience to the directly given Word of God instruction on how churches, when they gather, are to operate. The Spirit of God says, with urgency and of first priority, this kind of praying that includes specific detailed prayers for those in authority, that clearly includes all law enforcement. Where's our prayers for the law enforcement? Where's our prayers for the feds, for the local cops? And would not those prayers include as God begins to work? Listen, if we pray, God will move, as this is part of his will. When law enforcement agencies and the feds and others are not prayed for and we are not doing our part in our local cities, covering them in prayer, asking the hand of God to go and guide and lead and direct, then who are they open to? Do you not understand that satanic rituals are being done to influence law enforcement? That specifically and purposed and planned infiltration? The individual that recruited me to become a police chaplain to teach on occult crimes was sent to me. They themselves were a high complex cult multiple with many sub-personalities that had more information on the satanic crimes in the city than the department did. We engaged numerous sub-personalities, dark powers. I was recruited to stand in a police academy and teach to see how much I knew and what I would release. I would pray right now that all law enforcement agents listening, and I would imagine and believe that many that would listen to this would be believers in Christ, may God's grace, his ordination, be mightily upon you, strengthen you, and grant you Psalm 91 in great, great protection. But also, may God, as Acts chapter 4 spells out, give you great boldness and the Spirit's power and guidance in your dealing with crime. And if you are an investigator or going to now go after the kinds of crimes we're talking about, may God give you the Spirit of God's leading direction, insight, and answer the prayers as you are going out to catch. I believe churches, prayer warfare and prayer warrior teams, and law officers who are praying like this will in their cities find more victims, find the ritual sites and places, find and break through the satanic spiritual blockade, cloaking, and cut in like God wanted in Ezekiel chapter 8. And cut in to find the detestable stuff going on, that it might be dealt with. Perpetrators need to be exposed, engaged, and dealt with. I have no doubt that some of those may listen to this to see what we're going to say for the sake of countering. I will say again, it is a spiritual battle when it comes to dealing with all of crime, and specifically this kind. They are doing rituals to hide themselves and hide the high crimes. Thank God that God sees it all, like in Ezekiel chapter 8, and that God will bring his hand against it, and that, listen, perpetrators, sub-personalities that would be listening, payday is clearly someday. May God expose every perpetrator and perpetrating subpersonality that's listening right now. May God put his hand against what you are doing and expose you. May God grant great courage to law enforcement agents as they set out to prayer map, pray, get others to pray, and see the uncovering supernaturally of these kinds of crimes, let alone using the authority of Christ to crush the demonic, the assignments, the rituals, the spells, and then providentially to find the victims. God cares. You read the Psalms. He cares about the victims. They are waiting to be helped. They are agonizing to get off those tables. They are dissociating while they are being sexually used, creating more trauma in their life. And so in a local city, spiritual leaders, if you're going to obey Christ and take up his cross, do what God says. Urgent and with first priority, lead the church in massive, massive prayer. Don't leave it enculturated, secularized. You don't need any of the new emergent church or liberal junk. You need to follow the instruction. If you're not praying the way the Spirit of God says to pray here, we are in disobedience. If we're not evangelizing and praying for the healing and dealing with the demonic the way we see in Luke chapter 10, the way the Great Commission, the way the book of Acts spells out the model, then we are in absolute contradiction to what the body of Christ is all about. As believers in Christ, millions could be praying every single Sunday out loud for the uncovering of these ritual sites in their cities, for the crushing of the satanic powers that are operative in these darkened cities, for God's presence, power, and guidance on all of law enforcement agents, and giving specific prayers to those investigating these kinds of crimes. So much more can be done. So much more should be done. So much more will be done if you will listen to the Spirit of God and apply and do all. Tell the Lord Jesus Christ now, I will do everything I can. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, Session 5 in the series Dark Rituals, Dark Powers.